come off the same pad.
Yes, it's come off the same pad.
Oh, the numbering, the number.
In the same pad.
It's a consecutive number.
Yeah.
How weird.
That's a lot of money.
Yes.
I once bought 4 one-pound stamps from the end of the road and discovered a real smudge or funny on one of them and took them up to the stamp place off the Strand, having phoned first. Yeah, didn't want to know. No way was I making my fortune. I've got a lot of signing all over it, have I? It's going to look absolutely gorgeous by the time I've finished it then, isn't it? How many copies to the bank? Redfern.
Lovely letter. But you didn't have to do it on your letterhead, and I'm really grateful. It's such a relief not to have to ask you anymore for it, so thank you for doing that. As far as I know, it's New Delhi and Bombay are asking for it. I don't think Calcutta and Bombay have been so far.
Yes, he's not a bad old stick, but he's terribly difficult to actually fathom, isn't he?
Yeah.
I don't think he's as thick as he comes across to be sometimes.
Did he say his name's not William?
Oh, he said he prefers to be called Liam or something. So.
Oh, what, without the W? Because his initial is W.
Yes, yes. He is William. There are 16 of the item outstanding on this order. 8 required on this order, and he says they haven't quite tested 8 yet. Some have been have passed tests, but they haven't quite got to 8 yet. So
that was the one that was due today.
Yes, yes. He said they may well have done sufficient of them by Monday.
But it sounds as though everything's going.
He says the rest of it's on schedule.
Oh,
he's looked at it in the last couple of days. So he said within another week or so, he's hoping the whole darn lot will be there. Goody, goody, goody. Woof, woof, woof. I can see exactly what this guy means at Syrah about anything in laboratories, because the range of stuff in these magazines is phenomenal. Absolutely incredible. So I think what I'll do is contact one or two British companies with probably way out stuff and just see if they're set up in Japan. We have, thank you dear, Susan looked after us very nicely. Yes, all as well.
I've got the bits. They're a little darker than the dress, so I don't think it'll work for them.
What bits? Oh, you mean the lining for the wedding, the bridesmaid dress? Oh, I see. So, that's the outer
that's the
one.
Lining, and
oh, that's the lining.
That's the net.
That's
the outer one.
Oh, I see.
It's going to be near enough match. I have a great problem.
The right stone.
Well, this was it, and I put underneath.
Is the net going underneath?
The net goes under as well.
Oh, yeah.
It's all underneath. This is the top.
This is the top. So, it's a sort of net petticoat.
The net is just to stiffen it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yes, in fact, if anything, it's going to give just to it more depth.
Well, I felt that it was better than having white net.
It's very blue.
And the bridesmaids, the little bridesmaids' dresses, are this colour and this colour. It's a print. It's a Laura Ashley fabric. And so I thought it was better to go for the darker and something bluey. It's awfully hard.
I think you know a colour until you try to see
And the one I actually picked out when she measured it off, she only got 3 yards and I needed 4.5. So she said, I'm sorry, so I got the next nearest. I just cannot waste any more time.
When's the wedding?
August the 10th. But if I don't do it at half term, it wouldn't be.
Well, probably if Veronica's going on holiday or something like that.
So she's been.
Oh, has she?
She's been.
Ah, good.
But she's also got lots of other.
Yes.
Similar to
yes.
But we have books with her. She knows it's coming, but I want her to be able to start when she wants to start,
rather than
not be hanging on. And also, No, the little ones are. Suzanne's going to be 3/4, and it's got a full skirt with an over panel. It's got frills in the back of the skirt, and it's got an over panel over it. It's hard to describe, but it is pretty.
Yeah.
And the neck is just slightly on the edge of the shoulder.
Mm.
And it's got a frill and no sleeves, and the little one's got puff sleeves and high neck.
Mm.
They had that particular one because the two little girls, sisters, Anna wanted to be bridesmaids with Layla, have just been bridesmaids and had these dresses, and Anna thought the colour was so pretty, so she went into Laura Ashley and got one on sale because it was last year's stock,
yeah,
for Layla for £7.
Oh gosh, she wouldn't have done better than that, would she?
They didn't have anything in Susanna's, an adult sizing.
Mm.
So they chose this fabric as being the right size,
mm,
and the same type of fabric as Anna's dress.
I'm sure it'll look lovely. Is it, I mean, if you've got grown-up brides making little ones, you would expect to see a different sort of style.
I rather suspect that are you concerned about the strong colour of the net? I suspect that when it's a single thickness, the strong colour won't be as strong as that.
Anyway,
no. Is it really? It's just a puffer, is it?
Veronica said if you can't get anything that's the right colour, get white. White looks so starkly different.
Would you believe there's an advert in here for Brookfield Viscometers? Remember I went into Bromley to get that?
Yes.
American name address and rang them up.
That was before we found them in Mother Beanfield, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, it was. Is that why we were looking for them, to
dig
them out?
Yeah.
One.
So it would have worked?
Yes. If I'd spent half an hour looking through, as I am now. Have you a thrilling weekend ahead of you?
We're dining with Richard and Helen tomorrow. With Thornberry.
Mm-hmm.
They play a game, I think that's been
commitment. Well, I've got to go and play croquet, but apart from that, got to go and get another crate of Sam's.
A fairly packed weekend, then, really.
Yes. Did you see the piece in the paper this morning? Kew Garden says, "Don't water your plants. We don't."
No.
Yeah. There is no water, so don't use it. Funny old business. What? Well, I've heard it before that the plant roots curl up to the surface to meet, rather than digging down deep and heading for the goodies that way.
It makes them look awful. The trees die in the face, the
dying conifers. It died from being watered. Lack of water, yes. Well, I did too. Our rosemary. To Noreen's distress. very interesting that for hyper-accurate barometers, they still use mercury. And these are real test barometers. When you see Di, will you mention that heavy-duty office?
I'm seeing her at lunchtime, actually. So
Di?
I'm taking Kate over to Annabelle's, and Di's taking me down to the coast.
Oh, right.
To do some research work for the
DCSE. Very good. Very good.
But we want that style.
We want that seal-it style, as opposed to the...
Yes,
fault.
One that bends over.
Right, we do indeed. Yes, a closing staple. A staple closer. Not just a staple gun. Mm. It's really rather curious how, although David was happy to give me the names of these various lab magazines, lab equipment things, he was very chary of sending me a copy of his own production. So, what's the temperature inside a domestic wood burning stove, Linda? Come on.
3 inches.
Not 25 pounds, one or the other.
There is a fuel advisory service, isn't there?
There is a fuel advisory service. I wonder if they call themselves that, or the British Fuel Advisory Service, or something ghastly. There's the, yes, National Coal Board have got their British Heating Council or something of that sort, I think. Le Foie de Mer, seafood restaurant. Now, what about fuel? Come on, concentrate, boy. Fuel.
Is it the beef fat or the fat? That's the question.
Yes, it's certainly not fuel. Now, what was it? Let's try British. We have it probably more than one place, but there's no guarantee that it'll be there if you actually manage to. No British fuel. British heating. British Coal Pension Fund.
Yeah.
I can't really ring up British Coal to say what about wood stoves, my friends. British Coal Customer Services. British Coal North America. Just look under heating. Heating Advisory Service. I'm looking at that sort, perhaps.
Now we heard.
Heating Advice Consultancy. Sidcup. My goodness me.
I doubt that they're going to give you any free advice.
No, they're going to sell you a gas wavy on the wall stove, I think.
We did have quotations from Wood Burning Stove Manufacturers.
Yes, we did.
And they might have checked.
That was an awfully long time ago, wasn't it? Let's have a quick shuffle in Kelly's.
I think it's the Coal Advisory Service, yeah.
The stoves are wood burning.
Wouldn't your customer register?
On the basis of the huge attempts I've made to get very little information and the lack of success in getting information out of them, no, I don't think so. Portugal.
We want to go to Kenya.
Oh, God help us. Stove, log stroke, wood burning. I could ring them up and say, I'm in touch with your competition in Portugal. Yes, it probably does, but it may be scientifically possible to say wood under ideal circumstances, maximum temperature would be so and so. So that you would have to allow for those ideal circumstances and maximum temperature. But I have seen a coke stove, cast iron coke stove with a chimney going up to the ceiling, in the dark, absolutely glowing, bright, bright red.
Argos. I've seen an entire kitchen going red from an Argos.
Really?
Because I left slightly ajar the bottom door.
Oh, splendid.
And the fridge was red, everything was red.
Where was that? Oh, right. Yes. I have noticed our fridge door being open rather more than it, you know, just somehow or other not properly closed. Squiffy when it first arrived.
Green Tom Products Limited.
Green Tom?
Fume extraction engineers.
The other people listed are in Exeter.
Stay here if I were you, Dick.
Somebody was holding the door shut. It wouldn't push open on the end of the nose as usual. But it startled the dog.
Absolutely no idea, Linda. I haven't taken them out for anything. Yes. Did I send a message to them? I didn't send a message. No, I'm sure I didn't send a message chasing them and saying, how about a fresh order or whatever. No. No. I can't think why we can't find them. Why we can't get them.
Out on the stimulant today, Linda.
I can't remember.
Oh, you're running Kate across, yes. Yes, yes.
so she's flitting around here and there, yes. I don't know which school the girl next door goes to, but she's doing her A-levels, and her term's already finished. Well, officially, she is not at school anymore. Was in where?
Has that got its own file still?
Good heavens. It's rather a long time, isn't it? Well, yes, of course, we'll clear out the file drawer, but then we've got to find somewhere else to put the blessed stuff, haven't we? Warm, the Wood Burning Association of Retailers and Manufacturers.
Of course it is.
It's all so obvious, isn't it? Except that they don't exist.
Of course they don't.
Who screwed it up? Not in there either. Damn it. Oh, right, yes. Yes, okay.
I'm getting fed up with this.
Any progress?
It is so darned difficult to decide the ones that are going to turn into anything.
Most of them don't, do they? It's odd the ones that do sometimes.
It might just be worth asking the question of the guy who's inquiring. He might be able to give you an answer fairly swiftly. We must need to know it for other reasons, I would have thought.
Yes, that's a good point. It is a good point.
Right, I will see you.
Good. Bon appetit.
If I have time to bon
appetit. Oh, I should make it if I were you.
I'll be leaving.
Yes, sure.
Yes.
Ciao.
It's like winter out there.
Oh dear.